Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to get into something really powerful for jungle and old school drum and bass, using macro controls in Ableton Live 12 to create impact drive. And by impact drive, I mean that feeling where the whole track starts leaning forward. The drums get more bite, the bass gets more attitude, the effects start to breathe, and then the drop lands with way more force. So this is not just about moving a filter for the sake of movement. This is about building a performance-friendly energy system inside your arrangement. If you do this right, one knob turn can take you from filtered and tense, to dirty and driven, to full-on drop energy. That's the vibe we're after. First, let's set up a simple arrangement skeleton. Think in sections. For a typical 16-bar idea, you might have bars 1 to 8 as a filtered intro, bars 9 to 16 as tension building, bars 17 to 24 as the first drop, and bars 25 to 32 as variation or turnaround. That's a really practical framework for jungle and old-school DNB, because it gives your build a clear destination. Now, make sure your session has the right ingredients. You want a drum or breakbeat track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass or res or stad layer, and at least one effects track for sweeps, impacts, and noise, if you want, and a vocal chop or a dub sample too. That can add a lot of character. For jungle especially, the drums should already have that breakbeat feel. So think break layer, kick and snare anchor, maybe a few ghost snares and some little percussion details. We're not trying to overpolish this. We want that slightly rough, alive, tape-worn energy. Now here's the core move. Select the tracks that should respond to energy changes. Usually that means your drum group, bass group, and FX group. Group them together with CMD or Control plus G, and rename that group something like Impact Bus. This is where your impact drive lives. On the Impact Bus, add a stock device chain like this, a Q8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then auto filter, and optionally utility at the end if you need level or width control. This gives us a very flexible bus that can shape the whole section without destroying the mix. Let's start with saturator. This is one of the most useful devices for this style, because a little controlled saturation makes drums and bass feel louder, denser, and more urgent without just blasting the master. For a starting point, try drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then trim the output so your level stays balanced. Now map a macro to saturator drive, and if needed, a bit of output compensation too. Label that macro impact drive. This is your first big energy control. As you turn it up, things should feel more crunchy and more forward, not just louder. Here's a teacher tip. Don't think of saturation as one big obvious effect. In this style, subtle roughness is often more exciting than full destruction. A little dirt can make the break feel like it's chewing harder. Next, add auto filter after the saturator. For jungle and old school DNB, filter movement is a huge part of the drama. Start with a low pass filter and set the frequency somewhere that makes sense for the section. In the intro, you might close it down quite a lot. As the build progresses, you open it up. On the drop, it can open fully or get bypassed. Map that same macro or second macro to the filter frequency and maybe a little resonance too. If you want to get more expressive, you can also map the filter drive. This is where the arrangement starts feeling cinematic. It's like the track is coming out of the mist. In jungle, that works so well because the listener is waiting for the full break and bass to reveal themselves. Now bring in the glue compressor. Use it for impact glue, not for smashing the life out of the groove. That's a really important distinction. Start with attack around 10 mS, release on auto, ratio at 2:1 or maybe 4:1, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip can help if needed. Map a macro to the threshold, maybe dry slash wet if you're using a parallel style setup. Lower threshold means more squeeze and urgency. Higher threshold means more openness and swing. This is especially useful in the pre-drop section. You can make the build feel tighter and more intense, but still let the groove breathe. Now let's hit the drums a bit harder. If you've got a breakbeat or drum group, put drum bus on it. This is perfect for old school and jungle because it gives you that punchy, slightly rough, chesty drum character. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch lightly, maybe 5 to 20%. Transients up a bit if you need more snap. And be careful with boom so you don't overdo the low end. Map a macro to drum bus drive, crunch, and transients. That becomes your drum crunch control. This is one of those moves that can really make the break feel physical. A good jungle break doesn't just play, it lunges. Now we're going to make the bass respond. Create a separate bass rack on your bass track. A simple chain could be EQ8, saturator, overdrive or pedal, auto filter, and if you're designing from scratch, you might use Wave Eatable or Operator too. Start by cleaning up the very low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz with EQ8. Then add a saturator with some drive and soft clip-on. After that, use overdrive or pedal to give the mid-range some attitude, and finish with auto filter for movement. Map a macro to saturator drive, overdrive amount, filter cutoff, and maybe resonance. Call it bass push. Now this is important, keep the sub mostly stable. If your macro is affecting the whole low end too aggressively, the groove can blur and the drop loses focus. Let the sub stay clean and steady, while the mid, bass, and drums carry the movement. That's a huge part of making this work musically. Think in lanes, not just knobs. A macro should be changing multiple layers with different ranges. A little more saturation on the drums, a little more filter opening on the bass, a tiny bit more FX wetness. That kind of composite change feels rich and intentional. One giant sweep on everything usually feels generic. Now let's build the transition rack. On your FX track or a return track, add an audio effect rack with hybrid reverb, echo, frequency shifter, auto filter, and utility if needed. This gives you a great tension and throw system. For hybrid reverb, try a decay between 1.5 and 5 seconds, and don't let the high end get too harsh. For echo, use musical times like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted values and keep feedback in a usable range. Frequency shifter can add that metallic, sci-fi tension if you use it lightly. Map these to a macro called tension, or throw, or lift. This is the kind of control that makes your build feel like it's rising towards something real. Now here's where the arrangement becomes powerful. Use these macros as energy positions across your song. In the intro, keep the filter mostly closed, saturation moderate, reverb a little higher, and bass less aggressive. In the build, open the filter, raise delay feedback, increase drum crunch, and push bass distortion a little more. In the pre-drop, add more compression, more saturation, more reverb throw, and maybe a touch of high-frequency lift. Then on the drop, open the filter fully, pull the reverb back, increase bass drive, and let the drums hit with moderate to high crunch. That's the key idea here. Use macros as arrangement energy automation, not just mix controls. Now switch to arrangement view and automate these macros. Press it to show automation. Select the macro you want, and draw curves across your bars. In DNB, the best automation shapes are often slow ramps, sharp last bar spikes, drop and release moves right at the downbeat, and small pulsing changes in repeated sections. You do not always need a huge sweep. Sometimes tiny movement is what keeps the loop alive. For example, in a jungle section, you might keep the filter fairly closed for bars 1 to 4, then slowly rise from bars 5 to 8, then add a quick impact spike on the last beat before the drop, and then snap open fully at bar 9. That contrast is what makes the drop land. Here's a really useful pro move. Build a one-knob drop. Map one macro to several important parameters across the whole arrangement. For example, saturator drive, drum bus drive, auto filter frequency, glue compressor threshold, echo dry slash wet on the FX return, and reverb dry slash wet too. Call it drop impact. Keep the ranges sensible. You want this knob to feel dramatic, but not messy. It should make the drop bigger, not muddy. This kind of macro can be amazing when you want to ride the section like a performer. And remember, impact is about contrast. So use sudden drum mutes, little one beat, bass dropouts, reverb tails, reverse hits, and fill heavy turnarounds. A very classic jungle trick is to cut the bass for half a bar before the drop and let the break continue with a filter sweep. Then when the drop lands, the bass comes back full, the drums hit harder, and the saturation feels bigger because of the silence before it. That moment of release is what sells the impact. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't map your macros too broadly. If one knob changes too many things too drastically, the mix can collapse. Keep the ranges musical. Second, don't overcompress the group bus. Too much glue compressor can kill the snap and swing of the breaks. Aim for a light glue effect, not a brick wall. Third, be careful with wideband bass distortion. Jungle wants grit, but you still want the snare detail and break clarity to come through. Use EQ before and after saturation if needed, and keep the sub clean. Fourth, don't open the filter too early. If the full spectrum shows up too soon, the drop loses its payoff. And fifth, remember that in DNB, the drums are often the real impact. The bass matters, absolutely, but the break is usually what gives the section its emotional punch. If you want to go darker or heavier, try parallel grit. That means keeping a clean chain and a dirty chain, and blending them with a macro. You can use saturator, pedal, drum bus, or even redux for that bitty texture. This is a great way to add aggression without wrecking the main signal. Also, try pushing atmosphere into the build and then stripping it away at the drop. More reverb, more delay, more noise on the way up, then pull it back hard when the drop lands. That contrast gives the track weight. And don't forget little micro movements. A tiny drive lift every two bars, a quick delay feedback burst at the end of a phrase, or a subtle filter tweak on percussion can make a rolling jungle section feel way more alive. Let's make this practical. Try a 16-bar impact arc. Build a simple arrangement with one breakbeat loop, one sub, one mid-bass, and one FX rise. On the group bus, map saturator drive, auto filter frequency and glue compressor threshold. Then automate them like this. Bars 1 to 4 are low drive and filter. Bars 5 to 8 rise slowly. Bars 9 to 12 add moderate tension. Bars 13 to 15 become the strongest build. And bar 16 gives you that snap open impact moment.